Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting seventh, the catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. Bostock goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Downing reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Horta steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Ford reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.